Right now, we're going to talk about the mustache talk. And we bring up mustache talk because I'm considering growing a mustache for the camp out. What do you think about that?
For the camp out, hit the Brokeback theme.
What do you think?
You think, you think that's a camping thing to do?
I think it's a funny thing to do. I think mustaches are funny. Wouldn't it be funny to see me with a mustache?
How about for the great game?
Or, yeah, maybe I'll keep it for the great game.
Do that.
See, I think I can have one by the time the camp out rolls around. If I don't shave for 3 or 4 days, I think I've got a mustache.
Well, start growing it.
I'm going to.
Camp out starts tomorrow.
How are you going to have one for the camp out when it starts tomorrow?
You'll see. But wouldn't it be funny to see me with a mustache?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You should.
Wouldn't I look like a terrorist?
didn't your daddy grow one out?
Or he may still have one, for all I know.
Yeah. Brando used to have the mustache.
He's got a full beard. Yes.
Your dad has a full beard now? Yeah. Oh, no. He's gone off the deep end.
A gray beard. Well, he keeps it real short. It's not real long.
What kind of mustache are you looking at?
That's what I want to ask you guys about. Should I go Raleigh Fingers, the handlebar mustache?
Oh, yeah, do that.
Charlie Chaplin.
By tomorrow.
That one will take long. No, George, not the Charlie Chaplin.
That's the Hitler, isn't it?
Whoa, hey. I was talking about a comedian. What's Rich talking about?
How about an Oliver Hardy one?
Yeah, what about that?
What was his like?
It was real little, wasn't it?
Like a pencil thin?
Hitler. Oh, that was Hitler, too?
Oh, that's right, it was.
It's called a toothbrush mustache, by the way. Everybody stop calling it the Hitler.
Well, he ruined it, and so no one can grow one.
Right.
Did Hitler ruin that mustache for everyone?
Yes.
Didn't it kind of ruin itself because it's a god-awful look?
Yes.
Did Hitler ever experiment with other mustache forms? Or do you all... You only see him with that one, don't you?
You say John McKay's is a kind of
you
a...
You want to go with the John... Victor Conti was really close to it.
Go with the John McKay.
But did Hitler ever have a Raleigh Fingers?
And then he switched it up when the war started?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
The Raleigh Fingers took too much maintenance. He was busy with the war.
No, and that is such a ridiculous mustache, that Raleigh Fingers handlebar
There should never be that much maintenance required on a mustache.
To wax it and twist it.
Who else has had the Raleigh Fingers? Besides, like, Doc Holliday or somebody back then.
I know
generals. Who modern day has had the Raleigh Fingers?
A little bit tense, but Ron Goldman's dad had a Raleigh Fingers.
Yeah.
It was so tough to watch the press conference. You're trying to pay attention to the content of him weeping in front of microphones about his son. You're just going, why does he have that mustache?
Did he finally cut it off?
I don't think so.
No, I think he's still got it.
Still got it?
Yeah, that Hitler mustache, I'm looking at pictures. I'm probably going to get in trouble.
You're looking at pictures of Hitler?
I'm going to say I'm probably going to get in trouble.
IT.
That set off an alert. But
one of your show hosts has been surfing for Hitler pictures during his shift.
I can't find any pictures of him with anything other than the Hitler mustache. And the Hitler mustache, it looks like a mistake. It looks like you just missed a spot shaving.
And you kept correcting on one side. Oh, I got to go more on the other side to even it up. That's another mustache that requires too much maintenance because you really have to do a daily shave up there or it looks really bad.
Yeah. So is the mustache in vogue at all anymore? Late 70s, early 80s, it was pretty hip. Burt Reynolds and Tom Selleck had mustaches. And
I think a lot of the hipsters have brought it back.
Have they?
They kind of do it in a little...
He's with the chin strap.
Everything's got to have a twinge of irony to it. And so I don't know that people are doing it with some sort of earnestness.
I think anytime I see a hipster, they've usually got it with the soul patch or the full goatee or something like that. I don't really see just the mustache.
Only so many guys can pull it off. Most guys, I don't say most, but a lot of guys look cheesy.
See, I think I will. I won't be able to pull it off.
You know, the Ticket's own, Petty Theft's own Mike Reiner had a mustache for years and years and years and years.
I thought he was one of those who wore it well.
And he said he'd worn one, I think, since he was like 20. And he had never shaved it off until he was, in his 40s.
And do you remember how jarring that was when we saw him for the first time without a mustache?
Yeah. I think he ought to bring it back.
I don't think so. I think he looks good without it. He looked good with it or without it. I think he looked good either way with that.
Some people just like, I mean, my brother grew in one time, and we just all died laughing. I mean, he just looked like he was trying to, like he's in disguise or something.
Doug Melvin, a very famous mustache. King Hitchcock, another famous mustache.
Those two I couldn't imagine without a mustache.
All right, so
Dave Tippett used to have a big one, too, didn't he?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then he shaved it off, and I remember it was shocking at first, but you kind of grow accustomed to it.
Didn't Fernando grow a mustache one time?
Yeah.
He looked like Mr. Potato Head.
Yeah, he did have
back
one.
In the day.
Back in the 80s, though, he had one regularly.
Mm-hmm. George, have you ever had one?
No. I think I grew one for a bit up here one time in the last 16 years, and it was ridiculous.
You never grew it all the way out.
No, not for more than like a week or so. It's just too uncomfortable.
I just feel so cheesy if I had a mustache walking into places, going into a restaurant.
Why? You just look like you're up to something.
Yeah. It's just
you don't. You know what? I bet you Craig would look really good with a mustache.
No way. Well, you're about to find out, but there's no way.
Will you grow it out fully? Like, give it at least 3 weeks?
I can't promise that, but my beard grows so fast, I'm telling you I'll have one in a week.
I will have a
good full one in a week. I will. Trust me on that. 1 week today, you'll be looking at me fully mustachioed.
You're going to grow one out, and you're going to look very village people.
I know.
Very village people.
I think I'll look very seedy or very Al-Qaeda or something. Ooh. Really.
Hiv pause.
What? I don't think I'll look very good with a mustache. But I think it's funny. Remember when I think Corby had to grow one out?
No, everybody on the Hardline crew one time, because they did the mustache wheel, and Rhines had the Ambrose Burnside, where you had to have the big sideburns and everything, and that's when we were having that meeting with Stephen Jones about the Cowboys stadium plans to try to get it passed to build one.
Yeah.
And none of us had seen those guys since they grew their mustaches, and as each one trickled in the room, we start laughing, and Kevin Scott had, like, the gay man mustache.
And he had to get his driver's license picture taken while he still had it.
Yes.
Okay, Scott.
Yeah. And then Rhines came in, and Stephen Jones was going, I know something's up around here. And he wasn't sure why we were all laughing.
Why don't you combine it with a soul patch? That'll kind of modernize.
No. I just want to go straight mustache.
What are you doing in there, Fernando, with the soul patch? What is that? What
you just noticed?
There?
Well, no, I've been a year and a half.
No, we're talking about it, so I thought I'd bring it up, and we haven't talked about it. What are you trying to pull off there?
Nothing.
Hey, our...
okay. Thanks for the explanation.
P1 Tom Blackwood, who's our Hitler expert, he sent in one of his private Hitler photos of Hitler in World War I, and he has a Raleigh Fingers mustache.
Really?
Yeah, look at this.
Wow.
Huh. That's Hitler with a Raleigh Fingers.
Okay.
And he got it shot off in World War I?
Okay. You don't have to make it so cartoony. And just both sides jettison real quick.
They just kind of lit him like a fuse.
In a tight shot, and his eyes bug open like Peter
Turn
Sellers.
Turn a circle. Full rotation of the mustache.
Spins like a bow tie.
Now, so, I've never gone with just mustache before.
You never have?
No, I've had a goatee probably since 1992.
Maybe that'll be the calling card for team users next Thursday. Mm-hmm. We all have mustaches. Gordo shaves off his beard and just goes with a mustache.
I don't know if you guys remember, several years ago, the Rangers did that for the team picture day for what they put on the Jumbotron. They all went like Fu Manchu.
Yeah.
Like, Catalanato did it, and one of the backup, Ramon Vasquez, had a backup infielder, I think. They all had these Fu Manchus, and they were on the Jumbotron the whole season like that.
That's funny.
It's good bit.
So I understand the mindset of I'm going to grow one for a funny bit, but what is the mindset of the guy who just grows one and wears one? What's the psychology?
He thinks it's going to be a look. That,
well, the same reason I have a beard.
But it seems like it
I grew a beard and mustache.
So why did you do that? What was your mindset? You just thought you'd look better with it?
I grew it out and just because I was on vacation by myself one time for like 2 weeks. And so I came back with a beard. I know. I was a little beaten. And the lady who was in my life at the time said, keep it. So I said, okay. And then I liked the non-maintenance of it.
Uh-huh.
Because I don't have to shave every day.
But how often do you have to trim it around and edge it?
Trim it and edge it. I'd probably go every other day. I'll just shave my, you know, my neck.
Uh-huh.
And then I have to actually trim my beard maybe once a week. It's great.
It seems uncomfortable. Like, the mustache
not at all.
Seems like it would be very hot.
Oh, no. The
not
beard
at all.
Might scratchy. Be, but not the mustache.
I mean, it's great.
When does the scratchiness end?
It's a thigh tickler, but what? What did you say, George?
Never mind. When does the scratchiness end?
It does. I've never experienced it as being scratchy.
Oh, man, I always think they're scratchy.
Let's take some calls on Mustache Talk to Mark in Dallas. You're on the ticket.
Hey there.
Mark?
Hey, I can answer this by basically pointing to the one source that you need to know whether or not this is popular or cool. I'm a college professor, and I teach a class that has a large female population. And we were talking about this the other day, and I asked if this was cool or not, and they basically laughed in my face. I was thinking about the same thing.
They said no.
They said it was the most ridiculous thing a guy could attempt to put.
Just the mustache.
Right. Hmm. Right. Absolutely ridiculous. So
I will not be getting any women in the next week with a mustache.
No.
But once you get that mustache going, I think women will be attracted.
There's no
at
way.
Your elevated testosterone of having that mustache.
I think they'll be laughing at me.
If you can raise a proper beard or mustache, that says something about your manliness.
Oh, well, you'll have a proper beard and mustache in a day, right?
That's what I've been
That's
telling
what he's
these
claiming,
guys. Yeah.
But I don't know about that.
What does your wife think?
I think you're
going to
look like Borat when you grow out the mustache.
I might. What does your wife think of that middle-aged nonsense you got going on there, Fernando?
No problem with it at all, Georgie.
She likes it or just...
Middle-aged nonsense.
Yeah. No problem with it at all.
Mike and Denton, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Hey, Musa.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, man, I was sitting here having this conversation just the other day with a friend of mine. Why is it that, you know, most white guys between 45 to 50 or so, they look good with the mustache. They can rock it, look good. But 18 to about 35, 40, you don't see them wearing it. And they look seedy, look like they're up to something and stinky. You know? Brothers can wear a mustache and that's it and look all right. Hang up and listen.
Please. Well, yeah, you bring up a good point. The brother... There's a pretty high percentage of brothers that wear a mustache, right?
Yo, yeah, look around the NBA, man. Yeah. Most of the guys do.
But most black guys don't grow out some real full mustache. They always have just a little small thing.
Like Avery had the real pencil-thin mustache actually kind of troubled me when I saw it up close because there's too much work involved on that. The maintenance is terrible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's got to shave that every day.
Yes, and it's such precise shaving that you have to do for that. I hated that.
I wonder if we can convince Donovan just to go down to the mustache.
Well, he is so heavily bearded right now.
I know. He
could do something about that.
Kimbo sliced out, man.
He is out of control.
How about, Craig, you just grow something really small and tasteful, like a Holly Hunter mustache?
Leave her alone.
Or a Helen Hunt.
The Helen Hunt. That's a popular one. Very alone. Faint. To Jeff and Alito, you're on the ticket.
Hey.
Long-time
caller, first-time listener. Hey, for the past 10 years, I would think that the mustache is really associated with gay men. Not that there's anything wrong with it, but that's probably true. If most heterosexual grow goatee, and it's mostly the gay men that just wore a mustache.
I got to agree with that. When I see a guy with a mustache in public, a white guy with a mustache in public, I think gay guy.
You ready to take that on the next week?
I know, that's, yeah.
You're saying that the mustache for the white man is basically a signal that you're sending out. It's like parking backwards at a city park. You're sending out the signal that you were open for business back there.
The young white guy. The old white guy, I don't think that, but the young white guy with a mustache, I do think village people. Yeah, so what am I getting myself into here? Maybe a pretty active week.
Okay, will you do that? Grow out the mustache, and you need to keep track of how many guys hit on you.
Okay. Well, we're starting at the camp out?
At the campsite.
Yes. No, because that's going to skew the results a little bit.
Yeah, because there's 11 guys out there that probably hit on you.
That'll be desperate.
Doesn't Norm still have his mustache?
Yes.
Yes, he does.
He's always had one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He says it sends out a very clear signal, and he's very happy with that.
He enjoys it.
I've seen Norm combing it before.
Yeah. It's so gross. And he combs it with the same one he does his hair.
Uh-huh.
His, on the top of his head.
And then he pulls down his pants and does it, too. It's really weird.
Who have the most famous mustaches right now?
Thanks, Richie.
Whoa.
Sure, George.
Hollywood, rock and roll, politics.
George drunk today or what? He's just laughing like Muttley over there.
That's a good one, though.
Most famous mustache right now going. Hmm.
Boy.
Magnum P.I.? Mm-hmm. Is that more mid-80s?
That's 30 years old.
Brad Pitt rocking the mustache right now?
I think sometimes. I think that's for a role, maybe.
He looks homeless now.
Oh, he had that in Inglourious Basterds.
The mustache?
He said the mustache, They went to Hitler.
It may be Norm's.
In the movie, but he wouldn't grow.
We'll it may be Norm's. Around to that.
Norm's mustache.
There's got to be a famous actor that we're missing.
Eddie Murphy?
Yeah. Okay.
See, if we can't come up with even one
Hulk Hogan
famous mustache.
That's okay. Grow a Hulk Hogan. That's what you need. Like a Lenny Hulk Hogan kind of thing. The one that has the mustache that comes down into the beard and then swoops back to the ears.
All right. We'll see how my experiment goes over the next few days. Day 32 on Sports.